Welcome to the Boat Podcast. My name is Oluwatosin. On today's episode, I will discuss a motivational book written by Bayo Lawal, and the title of the book is Beyond Degree. Bayo Lawal is the founder of Enlightenment Platform, an insight leadership and development academy. He's popularly known as Bayo Law, and he is a graduate of political science from Kwara State University. So when I picked up this book, I thought to myself, Beyond Degree, what is it about? What is it really about? And the first thing I did was to go to the back of the book, where usually the author writes the summary. And Bayo said that the focus of the book is not to give you a job in any organization, but to unveil to you how you can be a better version of yourself. I found that really interesting. And it's because most Nigerian youths complete their course in the university and they don't know what next to do. They have 4 or 5 years in the university and they focus on getting a degree, either a first class, a second class, whatever degree they come out with, that's just their focus. And then when they finish school, they come out really blank as to, okay, I'm done with university now. I'm through with school. What next? What do I do? Okay, I'm done with my NYSC. What do I do? Why some people know what they want and they go for it? Some others just start a business because that's what's in vogue. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur, so they go for it and then they start it. And then some other people just go from one interview to another interview, and then if it is not successful, they just settle for whatever it is they can find because, well, they just want to survive, and it's really sad. So the purpose of this book is to teach youths what life is like after, outside the four walls of the classroom, outside the four walls of the university. So I'm going to share what I learned when I read this book. And the first thing I learned is self-evaluation. What do you really want to do with your life? What do you want to do? Do you want to work for someone, or do you want to start a business? Do you want to further your education, or perhaps you just want to do other things with your life? This is what self-evaluation is really all about. So just sit down and ask yourself certain questions. And these answers will help you to, you know, it's to help you answer questions of where you are right now and your strength and your weaknesses. It will help you to highlight everything, especially if you are true to yourself, if you tell yourself the real things that are happening to you at that particular moment. Another thing I learned is self-motivation. So if you don't grow your life, nobody will do that for you, not even your parents. If you don't motivate yourself to start something, nobody will do it for you, because I believe that you are at that age when you finish university, you are above 18 and you should be able to decide what you want to do with your life. You also talked about self-leadership and reflection and some of the other things in that book which are under that topic, and I will encourage you to buy and read up other things that I talked about in the book. So when you are done asking yourself all these questions, you can start by setting a goal. You can also continue by focusing on it and writing it down. This gives you a direction of where you are going. When you write your goal down and you put it somewhere where you can remember, it will always occur to you that, okay, this is the big picture. This is what I want to do. And you can also decide to have an accountability partner. This is someone that will always put you in check as to, okay, have you done this? Have you done that? Have you done that? Someone that will always be there. It can be your friend, your mentor, or anybody. You also talked about managing time. And one thing I found interesting is that Bayo said he doesn't wash his own clothes, and this is because it gives him time to do other things, and the cost does not kill him. Rather, it gives him the time to do other things, which is really good. So instead of you wasting your precious time doing things that you can actually pay someone else to do, it's better for you to just pay someone else to do it if you can afford it. And that reminded me of a particular thing that I was listening to Toyo Imade's chapters, where she interviewed Lanre Olushola, who is a life coach, and he talked about managing time. He said that some people will decide to follow the toll gates and pay 150 naira, and then they would spend about 2 hours in traffic going to somewhere that he mentioned, while some other people will decide to pass through another route that is shorter but they'll decide to pay 350 naira. But then paying that 350 naira is them reducing the time that they have to spend in traffic, which is better. So if you can afford it, just pay someone to do whatever it is, or just pay off something that you need to do that can give you enough time to do something really reasonable that you can do with your life. Another thing he said is that you have to block out all distractions like social media, friends, movies, things that will generally make you less productive. Now, I also learned this when I watched Tonyo Emade's vlog. She talked about focus and how she schedules her day to make her more productive. So this is it. She said she schedules her day into 3 hours or something like that. So it helps her to keep in check. So in a day, she's able to make sure that she's productive. She does something really good. And then she blocks out all distractions. She schedules social media to this time, schedules family and friends to this time, schedules some other things to other times, which makes her better. It helps her to be in control of her time. And even though we have said that you should be in control of your time, you should block out all distractions, there are certain times that you will be really tired and then you want to relax. It's not an offense. We have not asked you to be a serious person all the time. So you can decide to watch skits like Taoma, you know, some of these really interesting comedy skits. By the time you watch and you laugh for a few minutes or couple of hours, you are better, you can think, you are relaxed, and you know you are re-energized, and you can go back to work and do better. So in essence, what he's saying is that life is about solving problems, and that is why many organizations will only employ people that can solve their problems. So if you cannot solve an organization's problem, they will not employ you, because really they don't want to employ people that only have degrees, you know, people that just carry certificates up and down. They will ask you, okay, what can you offer us? What do you want to do? What impact are you going to make to this organization? These are the critical questions that people will ask you at interviews, because degree will only offer you the information you need about your discipline, but how you make use of this information is totally up to you, you know. So that's just basically what degree is. But then we are not saying that you should not get a degree. We are not saying that getting a degree is useless. No, but you need skills to back it up. Even if you want to go into business, if you want to be an entrepreneur, do you know how to write a business plan? Do you know what business is really all about? Have you spoken to people that are in business? Have you related with people? Have you even talked to people that are in business? Do you know all these things? These are critical things that you need to know. If you know that school might not teach you, that getting a degree might not teach you. Some universities do, while some other institutions they don't. There are some other things he talked about in the book, which I will also encourage you to read and purchase the book and read it. He talked about networking, he talked about purpose, he talked about character in workplace and the power of the mind. So I just want to encourage you to read this book, because really, for someone who is a young graduate and is blank and does not know what to do, this book is a really good pointer as to what next to do and how to go about it. So that's just the size of today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've gained one or two things from this particular episode. And if you enjoyed listening to my podcast, please don't forget you can support me at shukran.com. Till next time, bye.